Morning, I'm Jim Field. Girls postseason basketball action gets underway tonight with Class 1A first round regional action. In this area, Region 7 tonight, it'll be Martinsdale St. Mary's at Orient Maxburg, while Adair Casey is at home to Earlham. Cam visits Coon Rapids Bayard tonight. Exira EHK will welcome Guthrie Center. Also, Mormon Trail is at Murray. Lamoni goes to Mount Air. Diagonal hosting East Union tonight, and Bedford will be at home against Lennox this evening. That's all in Region 7. In Region 8 play tonight, Sydney is on the road at Fremont Mills. East Mills goes to Stanton. Corning is at Essex South Page. Villisca will host Nishnabotna. Walnut is at home tonight against Riverside. AHST will be at home in Avoca tonight, hosting Heartland Christian. West Harrison visits Boyer Valley, and Arweva is home to Woodbine tonight. All those games tip at 7 o'clock tonight, and the winners will all advance in postseason regional play. Well, the Drake Bulldogs dropped their third straight game as Illinois State made 28 of 31 free throws and out-rebounded the Bulldogs 45-23 in a 64-53 victory last night. It was the second straight game that junior forward Ben Simons missed due to mono. He'll likely be out Sunday with the Bulldogs host Evansville. Drake is 6-8 in the Valley. They're 13-12 overall with that loss. Joe Ragland scored 19 points, leading four Wichita State players in double figures as the Shockers beat Northern Iowa 82-57 last night. Ragland was 5 of 7 from three-point range, and David Kyles had 16 points, making all five of his shots from the field, including four three-pointers for Wichita State. The Shockers lead the Missouri Valley race by one game over number 17 Creighton, and they'll travel to Omaha to face the Blue Jays on Saturday. Seth Tuttle led Northern Iowa with 15 points in the contest as the Panthers fall to 16-10. They're 6-8 in Missouri Valley Conference play. In top 25 college men's basketball last night, Austin Rivers, just a freshman, has etched his name into the Duke North Carolina basketball lore. The son of Boston Celtics coach Doc Rivers canned a three-pointer at the buzzer as the 10th-ranked Blue Devils stunned the 5th-ranked Tar Heels 85-84. The Blue Devils trailed by 13 in the second half and by 10 with about 2.5 minutes left. Rivers hit 6 of 7 three-pointers in finishing with a career-high 29 after his buzzer beater was also swarmed by the Duke teammates in front of a stunned North Carolina crowd. Harrison Barnes led the Tar Heels with 25 points. Tyler Zeller added 23 points and 11 rebounds, but missed a free throw with 13.9 seconds left to open the door for Rivers' game winner. Elsewhere in the AP Top 25, Jeff Withey scored a career-high 25 points, and Kansas had another convincing victory over 6th-ranked Baylor, 68-54. The Jayhawks are up at near the top of the standings now. The loss at 4th-ranked Missouri Saturday. The Jayhawks were coming off a 74-71 loss at 4th-ranked Missouri Saturday. Now they now grab a share of the Big 12 lead with the Tigers. Chris Joseph scored a career-high 29 points, hitting a go-ahead three-pointer in the final minutes of overtime as 2nd-ranked Syracuse beat 12th-ranked Georgetown 64-61. That gives Coach Jim Boeheim his 880th career victory. Draymond Green had 23 points and 12 rebounds and made some timely shots to help number 11 Michigan State pull away from Penn State 77-57. Jordan Daniels scored a career-high 19 points to lead Boston College to a 64-60 win over number 15 Florida State. Also last night, number 19 Virginia, 68-44 winner over Wake Forest. And Zach Novak scored 14 points to go over 1,000 for his career as number 22 Michigan defeated Nebraska 62-46. Northwestern will seek its third straight win when it hosts the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight at the Welsh Ryan Arena. Iowa's just one game from moving back to 500 in Big Ten play. The Wildcats won both meetings against Iowa last season. The Hawkeyes are 9-1 when they've scored 80 or more points under coach Fran McCaffrey, so look for them to try to move the ball. Pre-game coverage tonight here on the radio starts at 7 o'clock. Tip time set for 8 o'clock in Evanston tonight. We'll have the action for you live this evening here on KJAN. In women's college hoops last night, Lauren Mansfield hit on 5 of 8 three-point attempts and finished with a season-high 21 points to lead Iowa State to its 5th win in 6 games, 65-52 over Missouri at the Mizzou Arena. Chelsea Poppins had 11 points and 10 rebounds, her league-leading 11th double-double this season. Iowa State improves to 14-8 overall, 5-6 in the Big 12 as the Cyclones will play at Texas Tech on Sunday. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter is hopeful that Jamie Printy will be ready for the start of next season. The junior suffered a season-ending knee injury last week in a win at Wisconsin. The Hawkeyes will be at home for two games this week, beginning with tonight's matchup against Minnesota. Iowa will also host Michigan State on Sunday with a 6-5 Big Ten record and 14-10 overall mark. This week gives the Hawkeyes a chance to boost their postseason hopes. Well, the University of Connecticut has proposed its own penalties for failing to meet academic standards on its men's basketball team, but there's a big if involved. The Huskies will forfeit the revenue awarded to the Big East for participating in the NCAA tournament, reduce the number of regular season games played in the 2012-13 season from 27 to 23, and bar coach Jim Calhoun from meeting off campus with prospective recruits during the fall 2012 contact period if the NCAA approves a recently filed waiver allowing UConn to participate in this year's championship. As it stands now, the school does not qualify for the tournament based on several years of low academic progress reports. Meanwhile, Connecticut basketball coach Jim Calhoun will miss Saturday's game against number 2 Syracuse because of a painful condition in his lower back. He's already missed Saturday's win over Seton Hall and Monday's loss at Louisville. In the NBA last night, Cleveland beat the LA Clippers 99-92. It was Orlando over Miami 102-89, Milwaukee topping Toronto 105-99, New York beat Washington 107-93, San Antonio topping Philadelphia 100-90, Detroit beat New Jersey 99-92, Atlanta over Indiana 97-87, Chicago beat up on New Orleans 90-67, Memphis over Minnesota 85-80, Dallas beat Denver 105-95, and Houston outscored Portland 103-96. In the National Hockey League last night, Buffalo beat Boston 6-0, Detroit over Edmonton 4-2, Calgary beat San Jose 4-3, and Anaheim an overtime winner 3-2 over Carolina. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says it may be a few weeks before his staff is complete. Ferentz needs a new offensive coordinator after Ken O'Keefe left to join the staff of the Miami Dolphins. He also needs a new offensive line coach after Reese Morgan switched over to the defensive line. Ferentz says he wants to make sure he gets the right coaches to fill those spots. Ferentz was asked if his son Brian might be one of the candidates. Brian Ferentz is the tight ends coach for the New England Patriots. Earlier this week, Ferentz promoted Phil Parker to defensive coordinator. Parker had been the defensive backs coach for the past 13 years. The Big East says Memphis has officially accepted an invitation to be part of the conference's next incarnation in 2013. Memphis is the 7th school and the 4th from Conference USA to sign up for future membership in the Big East since December. The Tigers will compete in the Big East in all sports. In other college news, the man who helped propose the plus one plan to find a national champion in football says actual change remains a couple of years away, even if everyone can agree on changes to the bowl championship series. Southeastern Conference Commissioner Mike Slive says a decision could be made later this year, but cautioned that it's premature to speculate on what changes might be made. And the University of North Dakota says it will resume using its Fighting Sioux nickname despite threats from the NCAA. A state law that required the university to use the nickname and a logo that shows the profile of an American Indian warrior was repealed last year. But late Tuesday, supporters of the name filed petitions demanding that the issue be put to a statewide vote. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.